Hearts, this is our concert of prayer for the month of November.
Lord, I see a world that's dying, wounded by the master of deceit. Groping in the darkness, haunted by the years of past defeat. But then I see you standing near me, shining with compassion in your eyes. Jesus, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night.
In this concert of prayer, we're going to be praying primarily for the church. The church, the bride of Christ on earth today, the body of Christ on earth today. So we're going to start, we're going to pray, asking God to set in motion a move of His Holy Spirit, stirring the hearts of the elect who have not yet received their election to salvation. Now, we know that the elect is whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord. But there are those who are of the elect who will call upon the name of the Lord to be saved, and who will be saved, who have not yet called upon His name, have not yet recognized that they are one of the elect, have not yet recognized that God knew them before the foundation of the world, and that God called them before the foundation of the world. So we're going to pray that right now. Pray asking God to set in motion a move of His Holy Spirit, stirring the hearts of the elect who have not yet received their election to salvation. Let's pray that right now. Gracious Heavenly Father, Father, we come before your throne now asking you to set in motion a move of your Holy Spirit, stirring the hearts of the elect who have not yet received their election to salvation. Father, there are multitudes in the valley of decision, souls that are seeking some sense of satisfaction, some sense of joy, some sense of belonging, some sense of completeness. And Father God, they're strewn throughout the nations of the world. These individuals are strewn throughout the nations of the world, and Father, they're involved in a variety of types of movements. Many of those movements were engineered in hell. And Father, many are involved in systems of religion, trying to find some consolation, trying to find some oneness with you, and not finding it. Father, we need them. We need them to add their voice to our voices. We need them to add their efforts to our efforts. And they're out there. They just don't know yet that they are of the elect. They have not understood yet that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So we're asking you, Father, to set in motion a move of your Holy Spirit, stirring the hearts of the elect who have not yet received their election. Stir their hearts that they will receive their election to salvation. And join us daily as we come before the throne of God in repentance, holiness, and intercessory prayer. And then, Father, we will give you the recognition, the glory, the honor, and the thanksgiving. Thank you, Father, for hearing our prayer. Our second item, we're going to pray asking God to set in motion a move of His Holy Spirit, arresting and restricting the satanic agenda for decades or generations. What we're asking for, folks, is an extended window of mercy to give those who are of the elect, who do not yet know they're of the elect, to come to Christ and to join us in our petitions and prayer, in repentance, intercession, and holy living. So, we're going to pray, asking God to set in motion a move of His Holy Spirit, arresting and restricting the satanic agenda for decades or generations. Let's pray that right now. Heavenly Father, Father, we recognize that we live in a world of harsh reality. We realize that we live in a world of change. And Father, we recognize in these days that there's a move afoot for a realignment of the nations. We recognize that there is a move wanting to establish a new world order, a one world order. And Father, we know from your word that eventually that has to come, but it doesn't have to come at this time. So we're asking you, Father God, to set in motion a move of your Holy Spirit, arresting and restricting the satanic agenda for decades or generations. Father, we're asking you to do that which only you can do. Nothing is too difficult for you. Nothing is impossible for you. Nothing is too hard for you. And the satanic agenda is deeply, deeply entrenched in the governments and in the nations of the world. And Father, it is even entrenched in the religious communities within the world. But we're asking you to move, initiate a move of your Holy Spirit, arresting and restricting the satanic agenda for decades or generations, depending on your will, your time frame. But Father, from everything I can understand, you have turned all of your work over to the church, and we haven't done a very good job of restricting and restraining. So we're asking you to get involved by setting in motion a move of your Holy Spirit, arresting and restricting the satanic agenda for decades or generations, however you may choose to do that. You may want to raise up those, and you may want to put others down. You may want to exalt some and put some down. And a move of your Spirit in the church, Father God, a move of your Spirit in the church, moving in the church, but set in motion, a move of your Holy Spirit arresting and restricting the satanic agenda, which is operational at this time for decades or generations to come, and we thank you. Our third item, we're going to pray, asking God to set in motion a move of His Holy Spirit, stirring the hearts of people of all classes to resist the satanic agenda. Now, let me tell you what I mean by that. As I've told you in the past, we have the secular community, we have the religious community, and then we have the body of Christ, the bride of Christ. We have those in the secular community who have not yet received their election, but they have a sense of morality. We have those in the religious community who are seeking reconciliation with God, just seeking it in the wrong way, and yet they have a sense of morality. So we're going to pray asking God to set in motion a move of His Holy Spirit, stirring the hearts of people of all classes, the secular community, the religious community, as well as the body of Christ, to resist the satanic agenda. Let's pray that right now. Father God, we continue coming before your throne on behalf of the kingdom of God. And Father, at this time, we're asking you to set in motion a move of your Holy Spirit, stirring the hearts of people of all classes to resist the satanic agenda. We're asking you, Father God, to raise up those in each class of people across the board, every class of people, secular, religious, body of Christ, who will resist the satanic agenda and the implementation of the different parts and pieces of the satanic agenda, who will oppose the satanic agenda. And Father, we find these in the church. We find these in corporate America. Father, we have those among us who have a sense of right and wrong. Some are not of the elect, but yet they have the moral law of God written in their heart. And some of them will never come to Christ, but they have a sense of right from wrong. And Father, we're asking you to set in motion a move of your Holy Spirit, stirring the hearts of all people, of all classes, to resist the satanic agenda. Heavenly Father, we're asking you to do what only you can do. Only you can move across the entire spectrum of humanity. Only you can stir the hearts of each and every individual within the human class to resist, to oppose, disapprove of that which Satan is trying to present to us today. We're asking you to put in motion a move of your Holy Spirit, stirring the hearts of people in every class of people, every class, to resist, to oppress, to oppose, to disapprove of the satanic agenda. And this we ask in Jesus' name, knowing that you're the only one that can do this. No political party can pull this off. Only you. Only you can pull it off. And we're asking you to do so in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Our next item, similar to what we've prayed, we're going to pray asking God to set in motion a move of His Holy Spirit, stirring the hearts of those who are spiritually sensitive, those who have the moral law of God written within their heart, because the Word of God teaches us in Romans that the moral law of God is written into every heart. Every heart is not going to respond to the invitation of Christ to come and to be born again. And yet, they have a sense of what is right, what is wrong. They even have their own moral code, even in their sinful condition. Many of them have a moral code that they will not violate. So we're going to ask God to set in motion a move of His Holy Spirit, stirring the people of that class, stirring their hearts to repentance, to holiness, and to intercessory prayer. We're going to ask God to move in the hearts of these, many of whom are of the elect, who do not yet know they are of the elect, and they're still in one of these three communities we've talked about, but they have a moral code. They have a moral law. It's the moral law of God written in the heart. So we want God to stir their hearts by His Holy Spirit, stirring their hearts to oppose, resist, and even, yes, to intercessory prayer against the satanic agenda. Let's pray that right now. Father God, it's my understanding that you like to be reminded of your word. And we come before your throne in this segment of this contrite prayer, understanding based on the word of God in Romans, that you have written the moral law of God in the hearts of every tribe, every tongue, and every nation. And Father God, we understand that you have those at all levels, at every level and every expression of life in every nation of the world. And we're simply asking you to set in motion a move of your Holy Spirit, stirring the hearts of these of every tribe, every tongue, every nation, at different levels, wherever they may be located, in the secular community, in the religious community, or even in the Christian community, the church, wherever it may be, we're asking you to set in motion a move of your Holy Spirit, stirring their hearts to sensitivity to the signs of the times in which they're living. And we're asking you, in stirring their hearts, to raise up that resistance and that opposition that we've been talking about to you, Father. We're asking you to raise up that opposition, that resistance, by stirring their hearts and, Father, making them spiritually sensitive. Give them sensitivity to your spirit. Give them, we pray, because, Father, they have this moral law. They have a sense of morality. They have their own code written into the heart. So we're asking you for a move of your Holy Spirit in all classes, secular, religious, Christian. We're asking you to set in motion a move of your Holy Spirit, stirring their hearts, even to personal, individual, or national repentance. And then, Father, we pray out of this can come a move of your Holy Spirit, ushering in holiness, repentance, and intercessory prayer. And this we pray in Jesus' name, and we'll thank you, Father, for hearing the prayer. Our next item, we're going to pray, asking God to set in motion a move of His Holy Spirit, advancing the kingdom of God in nations where it is opposed and oppressed. Let us be very clear. The kingdom of God is oppressed and opposed in China, Russia, North Korea, other nations, nations in the Middle East. We won't name all the nations. But we have nations in which the kingdom of God and the people of God are oppressed and opposed. So we're going to ask God to set in motion a move of His Holy Spirit, advancing the kingdom of God in each and every nation where the kingdom of God is opposed and oppressed. We're going to pray that. He's big. We have a big God. Let's pray big prayers. We want to see the kingdom of God advanced in every tribe, tongue, and nation, and especially more so in those nations across the globe where the kingdom of God is oppressed and opposed. So let's pray that right now. Father God, we continue coming before your throne on behalf of the kingdom of God. And Father God, in this segment of our consular prayer, we're asking you to set in motion a move of your Holy Spirit, advancing the kingdom of God in nations where it is opposed. Father, we have in mind nations like China and Russia and North Korea and Muslim nations. Father, we have in mind those governments that are oppressing and opposing the people of God and the advancement of the kingdom of God. And we're asking you, our Heavenly Father, to neutralize the power, the authority, and the influence of those who are in positions of power, authority, and influence that are opposing the advancement of the kingdom of God in those nations. Father, we know from your word that before Christ returns, this gospel must be preached to all nations. And we're behind the curve on this thing. We have not yet accomplished that, and we're a good ways from accomplishing that, and there is resistance, Father. There is resistance in nations of the world and in the political leadership and many times in the religious leadership of those nations. There is resistance to the advancement of the kingdom of God. So, we're asking you to set in motion a move of your Holy Spirit, advancing the kingdom of God in those nations that are oppressing, opposing the advancement of the kingdom of God. And Father, you may have to raise up some with a spirit like unto Elijah, Elisha, Jeremiah, even John the Baptist, perhaps the Paul Apostle. You may have to raise up men of that ilk, that kind of spirit, that will fearlessly stand up and proclaim the kingdom of God, proclaim Jesus Christ, proclaim his death, burial, resurrection, his messiahship, Father, and thereby encourage those who are discouraged right now in those nations where they're being oppressed and opposed. So, Father God, we're asking you, set in motion a move of your Holy Spirit, advancing the kingdom of God in each and every nation where it is opposed and oppressed. And this we ask in Christ Jesus' name, and thank you, Father. All right. Now we come to that point in time where we pray for you, your concerns, whatever they may be. Let me ask you this. Do you believe that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever? Do you believe that the Word reveals the heart of God, the mind of God, the purpose of God, the plan of God? You know, Christ time after time said to individuals, according to your faith, according to your faith. So, why don't we, in this time of presenting our petitions, make part of that petition, Father, I believe. Help my unbelief. It's okay to pray that. It's okay to say to the Father, Father, I believe. Help my unbelief. Because there are those of you involved in this consular prayer. You've got physiological problems. You have problems of a variety of different problems that you need God to move in, whatever it may be. So what I want you to do is start out by saying, Father, I believe, help my unbelief. Jesus, I believe, help my unbelief. And then present your petition, present your problem, that which you want him to move in, whether it's one or five different things, present them. And I'll come along in a moment, and we will all join our hearts together in praying for those things for which you are asking prayer. Present your petitions even now. But start out, Lord Jesus, I believe, help my unbelief. Present your petitions now. You've presented them. We're going to pray for them in just a moment. Righteous Heavenly Father, thank you that we can call you Father, our Father who art in heaven. And Father, we come before your throne now, just confessing as sin, all unbelief, and all doubt. Father, we confess as sin, all doubt, and all unbelief. And we ask you now in the name of Jesus to kindly consider every petition that's been lifted up to you, Father. Father, this is a contrite prayer that you birthed, and this is part of the contrite prayer. We pray for the kingdom of God. We pray for the nation, and then we pray for the believers. So for Jesus, right now, in the holy and precious name and the power and the authority that's in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I bless each and every individual involved in this contrite prayer. I join them, I agree with them, lifting up to you, to your throne, those petitions they have presented to you. And I come into agreement with them, asking you to kindly consider each and every petition that's been presented to you. And then answer it in your way, in your time, in your timing. But Father, do it in such a way that when it is done, there will be no doubt in their mind that their Heavenly Father, Jehovah God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, has heard their prayer, listened to their prayer, received their prayer, and answered their prayer. And now, Father, I speak comfort, peace, relief, and yes, healing. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I speak healing to each and every one of these that have lifted up their request for healing to you. I join with them that you will meet every need, meet that need of healing, meet that economic need, meet that physical need, that emotional need, that spiritual need, whatever it may be. In the name of Jesus, I agree with them, and we lift it up to you for your kind consideration, and we thank you in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, amen and amen. Thank you so much for being a part of this contrite prayer. Do we have a chance to get together and do this again? Be blessed.